Welcome to Slice of Life, those few stolen moments out of your busy day devoted to food, fun, and my personal attempt to convince the USDA to make chocolate a food group. I'm your host, Eileen Goltz, foods writer, columnist for the Journal Gazette, and cookbook author. Today's recipe and topic of conversation is the chop salad. I ate a really, really big lunch today. You know the kind I'm talking about, a business lunch meeting where a basket of bread and 27 pats of butter and about a half a carafe of oil disappeared before the iced tea was even served or I'd even placed my order. I'm sure all of us have experienced that kind of lunch. So when you get home at night, you really, really, really don't want to have another big meal. That's the day that I say, take out your chopped salad recipes and go to town. A chopped salad is a salad that has no rules, or almost no rules, and it can contain anything you like, as long as it's chopped. It's the perfect balance of chopped vegetables, chopped salad greens, and all the other kind of chopped stuff that you like. You can start with really, really fresh lettuce. You can use red or green leaf lettuce, romaine, Boston, bibb. I don't recommend iceberg. There's really not that much taste in it, but if you like iceberg, use iceberg. You can also get some very interesting pre-mixed greens, but they're expensive. I suggest you just buy the fresh stuff, chop it up yourself, and use it. Keep it simple. Use large chunks, not huge chunks, but large chunks of your favorite vegetables. You can have cucumbers or tomatoes or broccoli or cauliflower, really anything that appeals to you. Sometimes fruit and even cheese can go into your chopped salad. A lot of people like to put bacon. I suggest you use turkey bacon simply because it's a little more healthy. Be warned though, watch out for the dressing. That's where all the calories live. I suggest you mix up your chopped salad and keep the dressing on the side and pass it. That way it remains healthy and you can add the dressing as you like. Today's recipe is a Tex-Mex chopped salad with a mustard vinaigrette. For the mustard vinaigrette, you need 1 tablespoon of Dijon mustard, 3 tablespoons of rice wine vinegar, about 3/4 cup of oil, and salt and pepper to taste. You want to place all of those ingredients into a bowl and whisk them together. For the salad, you want about 1/2 cup to 1 cup of diced canned artichoke bottoms. This should be drained. You need about 1/2 cup of diced carrots, about 1/2 cup of chopped green beans. You want about 1/2 cup of red onions that are diced, about 1/2 cup of radicchio. If you like radicchio, it's a little bit bitter. You don't have to put it in. I like about 1 cup of fresh corn kernels. You can use the frozen kind, but defrost it first. About 4 stalks of sliced celery, about 1/2 cup to 1 cup of chopped avocado, and about 2 large tomatoes. Parmesan cheese is always nice, but add it only if you want cheese in this salad. Also, you want about 2 to 3 cups of mixed greens. You can use curly endive, baby lettuce, spinach, really whatever you like. After you've created the vinaigrette, put all of the other ingredients into a bowl and toss to combine. You can put just a little bit of the vinaigrette on top of the salad to combine it and coat it, and serve the rest on the side. Thanks for listening to Slice of Life. I'm your host, Eileen Goltz. As always, I welcome any comments or column suggestions you might have. If you missed the recipe, you can find it on the web at nipr.fm or email me at ezTlog, that's Goltz backwards, at gmail.com. You can catch up on my columns in the Journal Gazette at jg.net. This is Eileen Goltz. As always, I encourage you to eat dessert first.